Happy Friday to you and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. Before we begin today's teaching, I just wanted to say that you may notice this month that there are bigger gaps in between our teachings than normal. And the reason I've done this is because it's really important with this particular topic of ancestral healing that you take time to process the questions that are coming up, obviously write in hopefully the notebook that you have at this stage, and then to just digest whatever maybe appearing to you or maybe that you're noticing. In the private WhatsApp group that a few of you are members of, I asked the question yesterday about how you are getting on. So some people were telling me, you know, in that about really good links that they were seeing and insights that they were having, which is amazing. And some people haven't had time to do any really of the work yet. But what was really interesting is they were noticing that, that they're awareness was really heightened, so that they were like able to see patterns of behaviors going on within their family dynamic. And awareness is key for any type of healing, because if you're not aware of something, how can you heal it in the first place? So I just thought this was really good, and just wanted to say to not put yourself under pressure. You know, I think any type of healing work has to be done when you're ready. So even if you're just heightening your awareness this month and you're going to take time to go through all of the teachings, absolutely do that at your own pace. Obviously, that's the whole point of It's Time For Me anyway, but particularly with something like this. And we finish up our last week next week. So by Friday of next week, we'll have finished this month of ancestral healing. And then I'm going to give you probably half a week of a break before we start into our next topic. So today I wanted to look at our consciousness of the country that we were born in. So you may be living in Ireland and be born in a different country. You may be living in a completely different country and were born in Ireland. You may be somebody who's just born in a different country and living there currently. I know there's lots of people from different parts of the world as members. So what's important here when you're looking at the consciousness of the country is also to look at what country your parents were born in, grandparents, or maybe you were born in one country and moved to another country. So you're dealing with the consciousness of both of those countries. The reason why this is important is because the belief systems, the mindsets, and the, I suppose, perspective on life that people have is actually ingrained in us from far back, from different aspects of the country that we were born in, and it does form part of the psyche. So for example, here in Ireland, we can say that Irish are, you know, great for just saying everything will be grand and Asha will get on with it and it'll be all good, and kind of have a more relaxed approach to things sometimes. But also in Ireland, we can be quite skeptical about things. We're a little bit begrudging sometimes of people who do well, and these are traits, let's say, of being Irish in inverted commas. And each country will have their own cultures, their own beliefs, and we, of course, in our own consciousness, will take these things in. It's like a child being born into a family. Like, you take on sometimes the ideas, the belief systems, the patterns of behavior, like we're looking at, from those that surround you. But of course, your family make up part of the country. If, interestingly, if you've lived in a few different countries, or you have a parent from a different country or something like that, you may be bringing in both consciousness into your life as well. So it's important for you to look back at that. And like I said, if you've had like grandparents, great-grandparents that came from other countries, also looking at the culture or the belief system or the mindset of that country in particular. And what's helpful, the reason that this is helpful to do, is because it's to look and see, you know, what may be part of the country's consciousness that's not actually part of yours. And if it's something that you're like, this idea doesn't really belong to me, I need to kind of pass it back, but you're like, I can't see a person I need to pass back it to, perhaps it's to the consciousness of your country. So like, I would have found when I started out in the holistic field, particularly, like, it was 13 years ago, so we've moved mountains probably in Ireland since then, but there was a lot of skepticism, resistance, all this different stuff, and real strange ideas, particularly when I did tarot. Like, people would ask me when they book me for events, but I come in a bandana and all this kind of stuff, like, and dress up and everything. I used to be like, what are you even talking about? But there was this idea around tarot readings that you're a fortune teller with like jewels all over you and a bandana on your head, you know. But I also used to find it really hard for people, this is an Irish thing as well, where they'd be really skeptical about spending their money on certain things. And then I'd find with clients in other countries, it wouldn't be an issue, like in terms of investing into themselves in like classes and stuff like that. Obviously, like I said, here in 2021, we're like miles ahead of that now. And I wouldn't see that resistance as much in terms of the skepticism around it. But these are things you're tapping into. And I would not have believed those things at the time. So it was very hard for me to understand it. You know, if you look at other countries, for example, maybe you take America, for example, they have this very big culture of like the American dream, and you can do whatever you want, positive, positive, positive. And, you know, to be honest, that's like really lovely. Obviously, when you trickle down a little bit more into America, it's not quite what it seems. But however, this is in their films and, you know, what the things they put out, this is kind of the message. So it's like, what are we buying into? What are we, I suppose, exposed to that we're externally, that we're, you know, penetrated by? And that does belong in our culture as well. So just have a little think about that over the weekend. Obviously, if you have time, write it down in the little notebook that you have. And I look forward to talking to you next week.